Hear that? It's the sound of you catching up on all the latest and greatest fintech news, trends, and updates thanks to Streetworthy, Yield Street's bi-weekly newsletter. Stay in the know with CEO Milind Mahiri as he takes a closer look at what's happening in the fintech space, then breaks down what each story could mean for investors like you. Give your portfolio the edge it deserves and subscribe to Streetworthy on LinkedIn today.
What's good, everyone? Welcome to another edition of News Bites, a Yield Street Times What the Fintech collaboration. I'm your host, Nicole Kasperson, and today I'm weighing in on timely fintech news topics and trends that you should really be paying attention to. In this episode, we're going over Music as the next wave for securitizing bonds, Coinbase's new cash out option for remittances sent to Mexico, and fine wine as a popular investment. Let's dive in.
As a journalist who has covered the finance sector over the last 5 years, I've had the opportunity to interview and engage with some of the best minds in the space. Leaving big bank earnings reports to the boring traditional media firms, I'll focus on the tech-savvy apps, digital investing platforms, challenger banks, and payment giants to drive relevant content that looks forward to disruption instead of fearing it. I'm Nicole Kasperson, fintech journalist, and this is What the Fintech.
To kick things off, did you know that David Bowie was a pioneer of bonds in music, launching Bowie Bonds in the late 1990s? I definitely did not know that fun fact until a new story came up with the global investment firm KKR securitizing a catalog of music rights into bonds. KKR & Co. Inc. is using their Chord Music Venture to buy a portfolio of music rights from Coldplay for more than $1 billion. Now, KKR is securitizing that catalog of music rights into bonds. Basically, KKR bought the rights to about 65,000 songs, which include popular tracks from Stevie Nicks, Childish Gambino, and The Weeknd. They are now using these to offer $732 million worth of securities, which are backed by publishing and recording royalties. And rating agencies like Kroll Bond have already published a pre-sale report that states they expect to award the deal an A grade, the sixth highest rating possible. Something like this would have been difficult to imagine even just a few years ago. It speaks to a move towards democratizing access to alternative investments. The movement is expected to grow, with the aggregate value of alts projected to increase over 300% to $17.2 trillion by 2025. And we're seeing more and more shifts towards opening non-correlated market returns to retail investors, rather than these types of investments only being available to the ultra-wealthy. Story 2. Coinbase's new cash-out option for remittances sent to Mexico looks likely to be competitive. Coinbase has entered the competition for the $700 billion in remittances that flow out of the US and into Mexico annually. The company will offer a free pilot program that allows users to send crypto to Mexico, who can then either hold it in a digital wallet or, crucially, access the physical cash through local convenience stores. Coinbase looks like it's going to sniff out the competition here, namely Revolut. While Revolut only allows remittances to be sent to bank accounts in Mexico, Coinbase offers a cash-out capability. This is a smart service to provide to customers in Mexico because, according to 2017 data from the World Bank, less than 40% of adults have a bank account. It's great to see crypto exchanges taking initiatives towards more financial equity. Finally, let's talk about wine. Fine wines are an increasingly popular alternative investment for new investors. Post-pandemic investment strategies emphasize alternative investments like fine wine, according to research from LiveTrade. This trend is reported to be especially strong in younger investors aged 25 and under, which is interesting considering they can't legally drink wine, at least here in the States. This research was based on 2,000 investors, and it gives us some useful insights into how different demographics are investing. In fact, 46% of investors already held assets such as fine wine, whiskey, art, and cryptocurrencies. This proportion rises to 62% of investors under 25, but drops to just 24% for investors older than 65. So the report shows that the market for alternatives and collectibles is likely to grow as young investors mature and grow the capital that they have available to invest. All right, let's go over a few key takeaways from the stories we just covered. First, the KKR Music Bond product is innovative and it expands access to a class of non-correlated investments to more people than ever before. Historically, only large institutions and the very wealthy have been able to enjoy the type of returns and diversification offered by non-correlated assets. And I'm definitely pleased to see democratization developments in this area. For the second story, the Coinbase crypto remittance service should hopefully be great news for the thousands of families who rely on relatives sending money back to Mexico, especially since Coinbase states that their cash out capability will be a 25 to 50% cheaper than traditional cross-border payment solutions. Third key takeaway for the last story is that alternative investments like fine wine are popular in part because they offer a more accessible entry point for new investors. What's more, passion assets that are collectibles like art are often fueled by a sincere and abiding passion for the assets themselves. Young investors want to learn about and enjoy the things that they invest in. And they should, even if they can't legally consume it, like wine. All right, FinTech fam, that is all for this edition of News Bites. Thank you to our friends at Yield Street for collaborating and to our listeners for tuning in. If you loved this episode, be sure to hit that subscribe button. You can find me on all your favorite podcast platforms. Until next time, talk to you soon.
Support for this podcast comes from Yield Street. Trying to time the stock market can lead to regret. At Yield Street, our alternative investments are designed to create predictable secondary income streams, providing you with tools to help put your money to work immediately. These investments in asset classes like art, real estate, and legal finance typically have low correlation with the stock market and target annual yields up to 7 to 10%. Welcome to the next generation of investing. Welcome to Yield Street. Sign up today at yieldstreet.com.